looked like it caused some problems, obviously, but you stabilized, right? You had a nice run there in the second quarter, got a 5-point lead, but just couldn't sustain it.
Yeah, you know, the first 5 minutes of the game, before I called that timeout, we couldn't handle their pressure, which was not the strongest pressure we've seen this year.
Right.
So that put us behind the eight ball right off the bat. And like I told the girls in the huddle just now, for lack of a better term, we just sucked today. You know, we didn't have one really good. Nobody did well today. You know, Mass had a couple baskets at the end of the game, but we just made mistake after mistake after mistake, and I'm sure I made some too. So it was a really weird game for as many mistakes as we've made about basically the basis of our defense. So, you know, I told the girls this after the last Finlandia game is, if you know, we played hard, we played well the last game, we played hard today, but if we do that against the rest of the competition after Finlandia, we're playing nothing but two-year schools after this. You know, they've got seniors. 24 is basically a junior because she went to Stout for a year. You know, so...
That's Osterman.
Osterman. We didn't have an answer for her press-wise. We couldn't keep up with her. It was like we were tired and we were running in mud a little bit. So we have to figure out how we're going to handle that a little bit better because we just did not... We put two girls on her, and she would go right around us. So she's obviously a nice player, but we just didn't have anybody that could step up. You know, we just didn't shoot well. I mean, everything that could go wrong went wrong.
Yeah, I mean, you got to the line. My goodness, 24 times in the first half, made 17 of them. That was good,
and
you couldn't get back there.
In the second half, we didn't turn the corner like we were the first half. And I don't know, you know, like Holly, that's what she's in there for. She's a driver. She's a go to the basket. And she would take one dribble off the ball screen and stand there. Not just Holly, but, I mean, everybody. Nobody attacked after that. And, you know, Kat got a few looks inside, but, you know, it's a physical game. It's always a physical game when you come to Finlandia, when you play Finlandia. Same thing last year. It was, like I said, the pregame. It's a physical game against them. And when you're dealing with all freshmen and sophomores, it's just tough to have them understand the physicality and the strength of a junior and a senior, even though they don't have a whole lot of them.
You know, I can't remember, this may have never happened in our team history, two games in a row with no players in double figures.
Yeah, I don't know.
We had a couple of girls with nine. Caitlin had nine, and so did Holly, but... Unless my stats are off, which is totally possible. Here come the official ones, so we'll get those in a second.
Not that it really matters too much. We only score 50 and 40 points here and there. Like I said, we just didn't have anybody that could step up. 23 turnovers, 10 out of one person, 5 out of another, 4 out of another. You know, that's just not good basketball. And it was just simple basketball mistakes that we were making, so... and again, we didn't get enough out of our press like we wanted to.
We did not shoot a single free throw in the second half. I didn't know that. I thought we had to, but it's true. The stats don't lie. But
we could have probably gotten a chance at a couple, but it is what it is. We weren't aggressive enough, and that's because we didn't touch the lane enough. You know, it was like hold the ball, and then. Late in the clock, take one dribble, pass it to somebody else, so they have to force a shot. So
yeah, we did do that a lot, right? We ran the end of our shot clock too many times, just throwing, you know, prayers up, right, at the end of a 30.
Yeah. And like I said, we just have to learn. You know, Brighton Stratton, winning one, it would be great. Winning two would be incredible if we could find a way to do that. But those are games that, you know, they're number 10 or 11 in the nation right now. That would be a big step for us if we do have the opportunity to advance in the playoffs. Those are the games, you know, that doesn't matter as much as Gogivic, but that's a game that we need.
All right, Rob. Well, thanks for doing this, and we'll see you in Milwaukee on Saturday.
Saturday in Milwaukee.
Saturday in Milwaukee. All right.